Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, we have a whole week in front of us, folks, and boy, are we up against it once again. I do want to give you a heads up here real quick, friends. In just a couple minutes, we're going to have Pam Altendorf. She is a representative from the state of Minnesota. And what we're going to do is I'm going to do something a little bit different than I've done in the past. I'm going to go ahead and ask her what's going on down there. And then when she begins to talk about what the said Democrats are doing, I'm going to make reference to the law that condemns the crime for which they are trying to basically transgress. They're trying to tear down the Constitution and make it into their own ungodly image. So let's try a little something different here. Again, Pam Altendorf is going to be with us in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, I do want to let you know, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, friends, I've not shared this with you before, and why, I don't know, but when you go over to social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page. When you go to SOL Radio Live up on the time, subscribe to that certain page at the top of that page, and you will find us on social media platforms as well as beforeitsnews.com. Now, when you're over there, if you look at the social media platform, look at the comments right under that, subscribe to the educational videos that I've had posted for a year now, and I don't know why I haven't been sharing them. But now we got a bunch of new stuff going up. These are little segments of what we're going to be doing on television. And with that said, enjoy them, educate yourselves, and we try to make them applicable to the issues in which we face on so many different levels. And I'm not going to say that it's going to answer every issue that we face, but I'm telling you, folks, I would say we got a good 75% to 85% of the issues that we face today where we bring about a biblical and a constitutional answer to each one of those issues. So go to the comment section on social media platforms and you will find it there. Subscribe to that page and go ahead and feast on all those educational videos that we have over there. As well, friends, if you want to, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And one more time, if you want to call in, please do. That number again, 1-866-582-9933. And I wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, true that we follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. We have so much to cover, but I want to start off with this and just kind of tee it up so when Pam Altendorf, the representative from the state of Minnesota, jumps on, at least we have this premise laid. When we go to the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, I want you to listen carefully as to what I'm going to read concerning the architects and what it is the architects of the Declaration of Independence actually put together concerning who we are as a people and what it is that we're supposed to do when we come up against the issues in which we are dealing with today. Now, I also want you to remember that many of these unconstitutional agencies that federal government has created, they have a real problem with what I'm about to read to you. But again, we're not asking those devils for permission to obey God now, are we? No, we're not. So listen carefully. We hold these truths to be self-evident, okay, that all men are created equal under God. And regardless of color, here, I have this right in front of me just to show you what I'm talking about. And this is Lady Liberty, and you can see her right now. And this is supposed to be the sword that's in her hand, the sword of justice. And if you look at her face, she has a blindfold on her eye. So it's not an issue of color, because we don't judge men by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Isn't that right? So when the Lord talked about all men are created equal, or our forefathers penning it under the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I'm sure they had Acts 17:26 in mind. So we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator, our rights come from God, with certain unalienable rights, rights that can't be taken away, that among these are life, liberty, life, pay attention to that, in contrast, 70 million babies murdered by your own said representatives, life, liberty, in doing the right thing and what the law permits, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, to secure them, friends, governments are instituted among men, deriving our said representatives, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, which we see on the horizon, it is the right of the people, the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new governments on the same foundations in which our forefathers established, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety. That's the first thing our forefathers, that was their first objective, to affect your safety and happiness and prudence. Indeed, they said, will dictate the government long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind, for some reason or another, I'm adding, are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a, listen, Americans, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce you under absolute despotism, that means under those that want to rule the roost, not by law, but by force and arbitrarily, might I add, through totalitarian methods and tyrannical means, right? The object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is the right of the people. It is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's just the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. Now, for those that listen to the show, you all the well know that three quarters of that document is our forefathers throwing off the overreachings in the ungodliness of the king across the pond. Three quarters of it were the violations and transgressions of that king across the pond that would not be ruled by God. They told us, they demonstrated to us, read Hebrews 13:7 when you get a moment. They demonstrated before us, friends, and we're supposed to follow in their footsteps. They demonstrated and exhibited, folks, what they would tolerate and would not tolerate. And what they would not tolerate over and over shows us that they would not put up with lawlessness in any sense of the word. And now they say to us that we're obligated to do the same thing, folks. And I'm talking about lawfully. I'm not talking about unlawfully in any sense of the word. We're going to come right back on the other side of this with Pam Altendorf, representative from the state of Minnesota. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in 159 cities out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. Only you can do that. Period. Okay, you did that. We did not do that. Nor were we aspiring to be that, but we appreciate that. And we know why you're listening, because you're listening to the resolve rather than just what the problems are. Now listen, what I did, folks, is last week someone had sent a video out of a representative from the 20th District in the state of Minnesota. Her name is Pam Altendorf. And what's interesting is she was saying some pretty good things. And I thought, you know what, we need to get her up on the radio program and share with the people as to what's going on in the state of Minnesota. And what I want to do is go ahead and welcome you first and foremost, Pam, and I think I've got you. Do I have you now, Pam?
Hi, Bradley. Yep, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Yep, thank you for jumping on again with such short notice. Over the weekend, we were going to have you on, actually on Friday, and the sound went down. That was probably the second or third time that's ever happened in the 23 years that we've been in ministry here. So, but with that said, I noticed and I was observing a video that someone had sent out in the state of Minnesota just concerning the lunacy going on at the Capitol. Can we just go ahead and just kind of itemize what's going on concerning how far out things are becoming, how these said representatives are assuming authority that's never been given unto them? Can we just go ahead and itemize them and have a conversation concerning this? Because this is happening across the United States of America. It's just not the state of Minnesota. But again, for some reason or another, we're trying to, in this state, catch up to what's going on in Michigan and in California. So it's all yours. And again, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I did post a video. You know, we are in omnibus bill season, and I think 7 out of 8 nights we were there on the floor till 11 or midnight, and I drive back and forth. I got home at 1 a.m., and the whole way home I heard in my head my friend saying, you know, people want to hear from you, Pam. People want to know what's happening in Minnesota, because the truth is the regular media is just not reporting so much of the crazy things that are happening here. And I heard that in my head. I got home. It was about 1 a.m. And in my garage, I'm like, I'm just going to do a quick live video. And that really took off. And so I do think people in Minnesota want to know what's happening. But Bradley, when you ask, can you list what's happening? I mean, how much do you have? Because this is just crazy. And what's really unfortunate is, you know, the Minnesota media is not doing their job. They're not reporting what's happening. And it's very concerning because I would say even 80-90% of Democrats would not approve of the agenda that's being pushed forth on us right now. Where do you want me to start?
Well, let me ask you this. This is the first thing that I just want to ask you, and I want to see where you're at. What form of government do we have? Do we have a democracy or do we have a republic?
Well, absolutely, we have a republic. And one of the problems right now in Minnesota is the Democrats have what they call the trifecta, which it is, because they have total control. They have the governor, they have the Senate, and they have the House. And so one of the problems that we're seeing, though, is they are moving forth with this extreme, extreme left agenda. And one would question, because let's just break this down. Minnesota lost the Senate by 320 votes in one Senate race in Hastings. And so if you would have flipped just that one Senate seat, they would not be ramming through this extreme agenda. And so this is not a 70% liberal state. We are really a 50-50 state, and they are acting like they have this super majority and just running with this agenda again that most Minnesotans, and I'm hearing from it daily, I am hearing from Democrats daily that they do not approve of this agenda that's being pushed on us.
Okay, so it's being pushed by force, but I do want to say this, and I just want to take a step back. The reason I asked you what form of government have we been given, Pam, is because when we talk about the left, I think of, let's say, the Democratic Party, because the Republicans and the Democrats, they are not constitutional. There's 101 constitutional parties. Not a one of them is lawful. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and our rights come from God, not the privileges of the state, just to get that out of the way. So when we're talking about the Democrats or the left, do they also put their hands on the Bible, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution? Because it's my understanding that's the same thing that those on the right are supposed to do, and they do that. So I don't want people to get confused as to thinking that the left can go ahead and become a law unto themselves and the right can become a law unto themselves as well. That's why people get confused. Both sides of the aisle, unconstitutional, right? They're supposed to uphold the same laws. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. Some of this legislation that's been going through, we have brought that up over and over, that they are passing laws that would not, at a federal level, that they would get overturned. And I'm not sure that they care, you know, because as many times as we bring it up, they just keep on bringing this through. It's a planned agenda. So we started January 3rd, we were sworn in. May 22nd, our session ends. So I think most people can picture this, is when they got ultimate control, they just felt like this was the green light, that they were just going to go total 110 miles per hour to that deadline, you know, to get it in. But what we're seeing and what I don't think most people understand is this has just been an abnormal session, meaning they're not even following regular procedures in committees because they have this big agenda that they wanted to get through in this time frame by that end date of May 22nd. And that's what we're looking at right now.
Who is they?
I don't know who that person is, but if you can picture it, there is, what do you want to call it, like a puppet master? There is someone that plotted out in this five-month period to get from point A to point B by May 2nd. They figured out the committees, the schedule, how they had to skip committees, how they were pushing through bills without fiscal notes. This is very orchestrated.
Okay, so I totally agree 100%. I would also go back and say this, too. If you looked at the last cycle of elections in the state of Minnesota, 99.5% of the state was red, if you want to play the red-blue game, as they proposed, because it's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. It's 99.5% was all red. So I don't care. And by the way, Pam, 94% of the people in this state or in the United States States don't believe the mainstream media. But you just got done saying something that's it's very, very odd as to how things are going on here. And the mainstream media is pushing forth that agenda, but they're not pushing forth what is lawful and what is not lawful. What I want to ask you right now is, where is the said right then to uphold the law and call for the articles of impeachment, which is found in Article 2, Section 4, and then prosecution of those, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, concerning those that are trying to push forth that which is illegal into state legislation, as you well know? Where is the Republicans to prosecute them, to impeach them?
I hear what you're saying, absolutely, Bradley. I do understand what you're saying. You asked a few questions that's probably out of my legal realm, but that is something that us as Republicans, especially when this session ends, we need to be asking, you know, we need to be asking tough questions. What happened, and then how do we fix this, and then how do we pursue in the legal manner? Because many of these things are going to have to go to the court.
Okay, so when you're looking at, let's say just for example, this no such thing, God already decided man's gender and woman's gender, Genesis 5:2. Where are these people coming off trying to suggest that we're going to decide now that a man can dress as a woman and be identified as a woman, which, by the way, contradict our laws in the United States of America, and so does sodomy. If you look at state statute, our laws in every state of our union condemn the act. Where are the people inside of the Capitol that are willing to stand up and do what needs to be done? Because what I see happening, Pam, everybody's talking about what the problem is, but nobody's making reference to the answer. And that's what I want to do, is I want people to have the answer here, not only in the state of Minnesota, but the United States of America. We do have provision to prosecute these people. Why is everything on the table but what they need to do? Because the minute that comes up, that's going to put the fear of God in those that need to advocate lawlessness in the state of Minnesota. Where is that? I'm curious.
Yeah, and again, absolutely. I agree with you. We do have to bring this. We do have to escalate this to another level. I just don't have those answers for you right now, Bradley, because right now we have been working this agenda, and we are literally doing anything we can to slow them down, to put some sand in the gears, to make this come to some kind of stop. And it's like, when I got elected, my background is sales and marketing. I was like, what do I have to offer? It was, you win on November 8th, you find out you win. And then when I woke up November 9th and I found out we lost as a state, which was really hard to believe.
Yes, it was.
What happened was not what I was hearing at the doors. It was not what I was hearing at the doors. So you kind of feel like you got kicked in the stomach. You get the wind just knocked out of you. And honestly, I think my husband is a stubborn German, and I think he gave me 24 hours of feeling sorry for myself. And he said, you know what? Get over it. What are you going to do about this? What
Amen.
Are you going to do?
Pam, I have you for another one, and this is good. At least we're talking the same direction here. I got a hard break. I'm going to come right back, and then let's talk about what they're trying to push through, and then I'm going to show you state statute, okay? I want to show you state statute, because what they're doing is illegal at every given step. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back with Pam Altendorf.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA. USA News update. The end of Title 42 is expected to bring a new flood of migrants to the southern border seeking to apply for asylum and legally enter the country. One southern governor says we are not ready.
I'm afraid these challenges will only get worse. And I'm afraid the federal government is unprepared to meet the demands of the expected influx.
That's Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs. White supremacy defines much of the social media postings made by Mauricio Garcia, the man who police say killed 8 at a suburban Dallas mall Saturday. In Brownsville, Texas, the man accused of plowing into a group of migrants at a bus stop now faces 8 manslaughter charges. Police say he's not cooperating. Twitter is going to start purging servers of inactive accounts defined as those that haven't posted for several years. No word whether that might include President Trump, who's not used Twitter since being reinstated last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We have Pam Altendorf. She's a representative from the state of Minnesota. And apparently we're going the same direction here. This is good. I want to show you some of the things that are going on down at the Capitol right now, just to show you how far out things have become. And it also shows you what Pam was talking about, folks. Here, I'm going to add to it. They are behind the scenes pushing forth agendas that are unconstitutional, illegal. They're trying to Europeanize America, and they're doing it under the guise of it's the left and the right warring against each other, and there's more of them than there is us, which is completely false. Saul Alinsky said, and let me remind you, the enemy caused the enemy to believe there's a lot more of us than there really is. It's not divided, friends. It's a small portion that is being used to go ahead and push forth agendas to tear down the Constitution. Put that in the light of what John Adams said, that our Constitution is made for a religious and a moral people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And when you look at the state capitol, you see Moses, you see quotes by John Locke, you see inscriptions on the building, the Capitol building in the state of Minnesota, yours too, by the way, where it says the law of God is the people's safety. And folks, we have to get back to that. But let me show you what's going on down there, and then we're going to pull Pam back up in just a moment. Listen to this.
And so let's talk about that. And if you want to talk about why it is that we don't have enough workers, it's because we don't let enough immigrants and refugees come to our state. And so let's talk about the complexities of the issues that we are looking at right now to fill our workforce shortage. And so
wow, isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy, friends? Not enough workers. What say you, Pam, about what you just seen there?
Yeah, that was, I sit just across the aisle from Representative Herr, and as she was saying it, I literally couldn't believe what was coming out of her mouth, especially when their party has just forced on us, you know, I mean, the borders are wide open. We don't have safety in our country, but they also have forced for many, many years the full, like, you know, abortion. And so it's like we have this workforce.
Yeah.
Shortage. Well, what would it look like if we had not aborted so many children from Minnesota in the past few years? So it's frustrating. They say one thing and they're doing something the complete opposite.
They do that all day long, but that's a reflection of the people that tolerated in the state of Minnesota and in the United States. It's been said of old that every country deserves the government that it has. Well, in this country, we, the people, are the government, and if we don't want to take responsibility for who we are and what it is that we tolerate, understanding, as you well know, that those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, well, then this is what we're going to get. And it's exactly what we've been getting far too long, and the American people need to send the message. So let me address this first one. So we see in the state of Minnesota where Tim Walz, who they said they, you know, was reelected by the people, baloney, massive voter fraud. I don't care if people agree with or not there. It's common sense as to what's going on here. The people in the state, Pam, I'm not saying you're saying this, but I'm telling you this on the grassroots level. People hate his guts. They can't stand him or Keith Ellison. I said it, okay? But when I look at code, I'm curious. So what they did is they basically said, let's give those illegals, let's change the name illegal to undocumented, and then let's give them license to come into the state and basically do whatever they will. But if I want to go to the airport and get on an airplane, I'm completely vetted illegally through a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. How does that work? And I do want to set the record straight with the question. They are not undocumented. They are illegals, period. What say you?
That's correct. We have seen so much legislation come through, and every bill, and I think maybe some people are wising up to this, but we need to be, that every bill is just building off of another idea. And so we did this, you know, and this is another thing. I want people to start saying, you know, what I try to say is cute name, bad idea, because unfortunately too many people in our society, we just read the headline and we don't dig deep. And I'm a mother of five. I get it. We're busy. We're working. We have things going on with our kids. But, okay, Minnesota, America, we have to wake up to this bigger agenda, and we have to start really paying attention and get beyond that headline that is the cute idea. Because, you know, they'll name it driver's license for all. And then the compassionate side of you is, well, of course, you know, if they're here working and I'm in an agricultural area, of course we have people working that we want them to get to their farm. We want them to have a driver's license. They work off of that compassionate side. But on the other side, the Republicans here in Minnesota, we offered amendments to just have the driver's license marked simply differently from someone who is here legally in the state of Minnesota, and that is for our voting privilege, that they would not be confused for elections. Even the state of California has the driver's license marked differently. And once again, Minnesota took the most extreme position to have driver's license for all, no differentiation on that driver's license that if you're here legally or not here legally.
Okay, so then where does Article 3, Section 3 come into play? Treason. Treason defied, aiding and abetting foreign power. Okay, that's what it is, Pam. Listen, it sounds extreme to those that don't pay attention, but listen, justice guards our liberty, and we as a people need to hold, by the way, a side of emotions. We need to hold to the principles that our forefathers bestowed us if we want to remain a free people. And if we want to go ahead and forfeit that, then again, we're going to get more of what we've got. When I look at federal code, Pam, 8 U.S. Code 1324, bringing in and harboring certain aliens, illegals. It's an act of treason. And as a matter of fact, it even goes so far as to say that those that made way for illegals to come into the states, if they commit a crime, the person that advocated or allured them in, per se, as the governors are throughout the United States, they're responsible for the crimes that they commit. So it's interesting how our law goes the other way. It's aggressive in a positive sense in working for the safety and upholding the laws and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. But we see it where everybody on the right, as we call it, right, is on the defensive rather than on the offensive. So, again, we have treason here. And I want to say this too, Pam. Did you know that the federal government is a creation of the states? The states are not a creation of the federal government. So why are the states acting like the federal government has more power than the states? That's another question.
A lot of great questions, and I believe we have to get any way we can get the power back into the states' hands and give the control back to the states, but I am absolutely with you. As far as the legal stance, 100%, that is just something that I'm not totally up on, but, you know, that's something maybe when they get me out of this crazy session, I can look into some of those different laws and how we can proceed or prosecute on some of those, because I like how you're thinking.
Amen. Okay, so here it is again. Okay, here's the next issue. Transgender Minnesota lawmaker introduces bill removing anti-pedophile language from state's Human Rights Act. So it sounds to me like they're trying to strike that vernacular within the law that condemns their crime so they can play the victim. And that's exactly what they're doing. And what they will do at the end of the day is incriminate those that are on the side of the law as they play the victim, when in fact they're the ones not holding the shield but the spear. What say you?
Right. Yeah, this was in the last 2 weeks. Minnesota, we were making national news. We became a trans sanctuary state. Governor Walz signed into law. It's also a sanctuary state for abortions. And then this pedophilia, what it was doing was it was striking out the language in a bill. The Senate did not touch that on their side. The House caught it on our side. We did offer an amendment to strike that, and we did because it really put the Democrats in a position. Now, what is the intent of this, right? Okay, so if we strike pedophilia out of this bill, we always have to ask, what is the next step? Okay, and this is where, of course, we have to protect our children at all costs. There is right now, and anyone can look this up, but, you know, they are trying to push an agenda of minor attracted people. It's
yep.
MAP.
Yep.
So youth attracted people. And so we can't be naive to what's going. Maybe it was an innocent mistake. Maybe it wasn't an innocent mistake, okay, because we're not supposed to question motive. But then we caught it, and it's like we need to leave that language in the bill that a sexual orientation does not qualify as someone who is a minor attracted person or pedophile. We have to be very aware of that and not be naive to that.
Okay, so here, I do want to throw this in there, and I think it's important for everybody to understand. Vigilante justice is on the rise, and I'm not advocating for violence in any sense of the word, but I can tell you right now, people are not going to roll over in the face of a man dressing as a woman laying for their children. But going back to the state of Minnesota, what does it say to the people, not just in the state of Minnesota, but across the country, when a said governor, Tim Walz, who's not even from Minnesota, by the way, he's from Nebraska, and Ellison's from Michigan, if you didn't know. But what's interesting is he's sitting there writing on to this illegal, unconstitutional criminal legislation, if they want to call it that, because it is not congruent with our laws. It stands outside. They are assuming authority that's never been given to them. But what kind of a message do you think it's giving to the people in the state of Minnesota that you have a full-grown man who calls himself a governor standing there with little boys trying to be girls with long hair and dresses on? What else do they need to say, Pam, for the people to actually understand what they're dealing with? Curious.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
I don't think this is a good image. And, you know, with power or, you know, pride, it's kind of like the devil plays his hand too far. And I believe what we're seeing right now is, look, they are in complete control. They are. So everything that we see pass out of the Minnesota State Legislature this year is on them, 100%. And either
But wait a second, though, Pam. I don't want it to be on them. I don't want the crimes committed against the innocent, namely our children, to be laid to them after the fact. Prevention is better than cure, and I want to start to stop the crime before it happens, and that's how we need to start to think in this country. And I'd also say this, the power is not in their hands. It's still in the people's power, but the people have to get to the point where they say, enough, we're now going to lawfully deal with every single one of you. I've got you for one more segment, and I got a feeling that I'm making you feel really uncomfortable here, Pam. Are we good? Are we on the same page? Okay, we gotta. Okay, we're gonna come right back to this, okay?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, everyone. This is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Hey, I think I can honestly say, Pam, I got to honestly say this. I think after how many years of being on the radio that you're the guest that I've had on longer than anybody else. I don't know if that makes you feel good, bad, indifferent, whatever the case might be, but this is actually a conversation that we can have because, listen, even if we have to be corrected, instructed, reproved, whatever the case is, if we're learning and we understand what the law says, we're always going to go back to that, and I hope that's where we're going right now. And, folks, I'm talking to Pam Altendorf. She's a representative from the 20th District. By the way, I did that correction school out there. I've done about 360 high schools across the country in 25 states. States, Pam. And I did your correctional institution in Red Wing there some time ago. So anyways, just to let you know that we're not green over here, no pun intended. So we were just talking, and I'll give you as much. We got about 8 minutes left and the show's over. But and I totally appreciate you, and thank you for being honest. But I did want to cover this really quick, and as far as the code go, 18 U.S. Code 2251, sexual exploitation of children, is a major crime. And it's interesting, you see all day long individuals that are going to prison for a long time advocating the same crimes that these said governors are across the United States of America, talking about a double standard here. Well, again, the American people have to step into play and set the record straight. Also wanted to let you know that state statute 609.378 tells us the same thing. So how is a governor in the state of Minnesota advocating for crimes? It's molestation of their minds is what it is. And then I also understand from Walter Hudson, who we had on a couple weeks ago, he had also shared with us now that they're trying to pass a bill that if the adults, the parents, don't want their child to basically transition, the kids can go and tell the state, and the state will kidnap them and bring them to another state. That's an advocation and provocation for war. That's insane. Yeah. What say you?
Yeah, absolutely. That was what I was referring to, is that trans sanctuary bill. That was just put into law. And in fact, so if you were in South Dakota and one parent did not want their kid to be transitioned, the other parent could take them to Minnesota. And essentially, once you're across that line, now Governor Walz in the state of Minnesota is legally going to protect parents who kidnapped a child and not allow the state of South Dakota to get it back. So this is literally, we are reaching areas that we have never seen in the United States. But I am with you as far as what is happening to our children. We have to protect our children. We absolutely have to draw a line in the sand. We don't allow children to have their ears pierced until they're 18. We don't allow children to get a tattoo. We have laws for drinking. And are you kidding me? We as the state of Minnesota, we're going to allow children to be chemically changed and medically mutilated, because that's what this is doing. We do have to draw a line in the sand. But going back to cute name, bad idea, they call this gender-affirming care, and they try to pull at the heartstrings that if you do not allow a child to transition, that you are the bad person. We need to wake up here in Minnesota. We need to wake up in the United States, because this is child abuse.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is, and I'm glad that you brought that up. I did want to add to that, too, with a question, if you don't mind, because I want to get to red flag laws before the end of the show. We got about 7 minutes left. Pam, where is it that the state now have children? Because I can't find that in the Constitution.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Since when did the state have children? I can't find that. They don't have any children, so now they're assuming parental authority over your children? That's the United Nations initiative is what it is.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible. It goes away from everything of our founding fathers, of freedom, and the state government. They want your child from birth, from crib, until death, and they want to have a say in that, and it's going completely against our constitutional freedoms and everything that this country was built on, and we have to start pushing back on this agenda.
Amen. One more question for you before we get to red flag laws. What did you think of this said lieutenant governor where she wore the T-shirt, protect trans kids with a knife? What were your thoughts on that?
You know, honestly, when I saw that picture, my first thought was, I have to be seeing this wrong. I mean, it was so disgusting to see a representative, the lieutenant governor of the state of Minnesota, it was a dagger. It was a large knife on her shirt. You can look it up. And I just thought, what a double standard. But if the Democrats didn't have hypocrisy, they would have nothing at all. And it's like, imagine that, to be flip-flops and to have a Republican and to have a gun on their shirt. I mean, they would be just crucified in the media. And it was disgusting. Honestly, I could not believe what she was possibly thinking to have that shirt and to have a dagger and a large knife on that shirt.
Well, I think she told you exactly who she was and what's behind all of this right when she did it. It's been said in their confusion they blurted out the truth. I believe that that's what happened in this particular case. Red flag laws. I just want to say this. First of all, the Second Amendment, if you read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, there is further restrictive measures in there to stop the government from what they're trying to do. Concerning all of the amendments, they are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people, but they want to go ahead and assert the Second Amendments. They want to outgun the people, because at the end of the day, we all know what that means. If we look to history, we will understand clearly as to what that means. But I believe, Pam, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's basically a green light for those incumbents, especially the corrupt, obviously, as to what we're highlighting here, that are looking to zero in and target their political opposition by just saying, you know what, we need to pull away his guns, his means to defend himself from against people like us. What say you?
Yeah, another just disgusting thing happening in Minnesota right now is they slid into our public safety bill two gun laws. One is for universal background check. One is these red flag laws. They slid it in last minute, did not work it all the way through the committee meetings, you know, did not have this vetted out the way it should go through the process. On the floor, I offered an amendment to take the red flag laws out. And I asked the author of this bill, Representative Frazier, if he knew if they had red flag laws in California. And to which I don't believe he even knew the answer to that question. He did not answer it. And he basically spun it into emotion. Like, it doesn't matter if California has this law or not. But, you know, don't you want to save children? Don't we want to stop school shootings? So instead of going to fact, it literally drives us back to the emotion of it. Here's the fact. California does have these same red flag laws. And here's the fact. California does not have less crime by guns. Red flag laws do not work. It's a fact that criminals do not follow the laws. And if I was a mother, a teacher, a school administrator, a parent, a grandparent, I would be mad when you start to realize that the Democrats are trying to control and manipulate you for us to have these gun laws based off of fear, but also using these tragedies that have happened of shootings. They're using it to drive your emotion, to drive your fear, and all it's going to do is make it more difficult for the lawful gun owner to own a gun. And it's not going to change a darn thing with the criminals having guns. So the criminals will have the guns. Crime will continue to go up. And the lawful gun owners, the ones that are actually there to protect and to help, they are going to have a tough time having their guns.
Yeah, and it's interesting that they're creating this said gun legislation that, again, it's a policy that undermines the Constitution in our Second Amendment. But it's interesting that they're doing this with armed security detail around themselves, defending them from the very people that they're supposed to support. It's also, or to protect. It's also interesting to note that these mass murders that take place happen, 94% of them happen in that of gun-free zones that have been created by corrupt politicians who, at the end of the day, should also be held accountable for the crimes committed against the innocent in those gun-free zones. Again, my thought, I'll hold to it. Common sense does come into play here, and we need to get this right. Now, I want to say this, Pam, and I'm going to give you the last word because we have 1 minute left. We have to get away from this right-left paradigm because it's all been created to divide the people. Mark 325, a house divided against itself will not stand. It's created to pit each other against each other so that we're easily conquered. And we need to stop it, and we need to start fighting the bad people as to who they are rather than each other, because if we're fighting each other, we're fighting the wrong people. But I say this, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. I'm going to give you the last word, Pam Altendorf, and I totally appreciate your time. What is it that you would tell the people?
Thank you for having me, Bradley, and you're absolutely correct. I say that all the time, that we are a divided nation, and what we need to do is to start asking, who is dividing us? Who is dividing us? Because they put, you know, minorities, blacks against whites, women against men, religions against religions, and they're always using that to control and manipulate us. Right now in Minnesota, we are seeing what happens when you give ultimate control to the far, far extremist left side that is not representing Minnesota or, you know, anyone really. So we have to be careful with what we're doing, and we need to make sure that we know who the real enemy is. But do not be divided. Do not let people divide us.
Amen. I totally appreciate you. Good show. That was a good show, Pam. And we'll get this out there for you. Yep, thank you. Totally appreciate you, kiddo. Folks, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.